paid for me. She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
Cannot believe it's already Wednesday. Happy hump day to everybody out there. Steiny, Guru, Bonte, taking you up until 2 p.m. Bryant Young, the newest member of the DeBartolo, the Edward J. DeBartolo Senior 49ers Hall of Fame. He'll join us at 1 p.m. We'll talk a little about LaVar Ball and what he's had to say about LaMelo. Another NBA player is dropped out of the Orlando bubble. What's going on with Antonio Brown? It's Puig, your friend. And that leads me to say baseball is back, baby. Baseball is back. Yesterday it was announced that camps will start July 1st. The first games will take place either July 23rd or 24th. And fellas, I'll just kick it around to you guys. How did the news hit you? How did the news hit you that baseball's coming back and that we do have a schedule in place here for the 2020 season?
Well, honestly, I'm doing my best to continue to get excited about it. There's something deep inside me, Bonte and Guru, that's got some Daryl the Guru Johnson in him with, show me. I think I'll be much more excited when I see the first pitch in baseball, when I see the opening tip in the NBA. However, I'm going to work really hard today to assume that it's going to work, and that we are going to have baseball back. And I'm going to try to find the upside in all this, because we need an upside right now after the last 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I got to give you credit, Bonte. I know you love some credit, but you were fired up, and you got me fired up on Twitter last night. And it wasn't just you. It was collectively. A lot of people were excited. I threw stones at baseball. Get your crap together. What are you doing? You're embarrassing yourself. And bam, baseball is Jack back. Baseball is back, Jack. But I got to say this. Help me out now. I had a week off. Let me tell you this. The 60 games.
Thank you,
see, I'm older than you, Bonte, and I don't know if you remember where there were no wild cards in baseball. Steiny, you can remember this. And if you went into the month of August or September out 9 games, you still had a chance. And now you're telling me if COVID-19 doesn't ruin it, because right now that's the only ingredient that can rain on the parade, and why I'm proceeding with caution. I'm happy. I hate the DH in both leagues, but we need sports. And I thought about you again, Bonte. You said
thought about
pigs.
Me a lot.
Yeah, and you said guinea pigs in regard to any of these athletes coming back, regardless of what sport. And I thought to myself, with the civil unrest, with us being quarantined and in the house, the one thing we haven't had sports. And not to take our mind off of things and forget the goal at hand and combat racism. I'm just wondering now, if baseball is the first to get back, or the NBA, how we'll deal with that as a society now that we do have something to kind of not get lost in, fellas, because what's going on in the world is heavy, but now we can kind of watch a 2 to 3 hour baseball game. And I mean this, not take your mind off of things, but kind of not something just be over and over on loop that everything's bad. So from that standpoint, I'm super excited, Steiny and Bonte. But again, I will say this. I'm double E excited. I just don't know if COVID-19 is going to allow us to have the games played. And I'll deal with that personally. But other than that, I'm ready to go.
Hey Bonte, I'll tell you what. And maybe this is a sign that we're getting back to normal. It's because rather than talk about whether it's going to happen, whether it's not going to happen, now I'm fixated on Guru saying that if you're 9 games back with a month left in the season, that you still have a shot. That's happened about 4 times in baseball history. We can maybe get back to our back and forth about actually agreeing and disagreeing on some sports things. So I'm excited about that, B.
Yeah. You make a good point there, Steiny, about what Guru just said there. 9 back with 30 games to play. Yeah, you got a shot, sure. Why not? Giants fans, if you're 9 out of the Dodgers, with 25 to play, you know what? It's a pennant race. You got a chance.
Right,
you're not
right.
eliminating yet. Oh, man.
You know what? This is since what? They won 2004. They went to the – this is – the Giants are as close as they've been to leading the division with 60 games left in three in the last 4 years. So they're in the pennant race, ladies and gentlemen. If the pennant race starts in August, hey –
they're in a pennant race. Guru, I am old enough to remember when there wasn't a wild card. It happened in 1994, the first year of the wild card when baseball went on strike. 1993, the Giants won 103 games. There was no wild card. There was just two divisions. Braves are in the NL West. I'm not, you know, I'm young, Guru, but I'm not that young.
Yeah, I got you.
If you know
I
what
got
I mean.
Your
so
point.
I do remember when there was,
I love the young people.
you're no doubt, Guru, that the season's success probably depends on Major League Baseball's ability to contain the coronavirus spread. I mean, this is an issue, no doubt about it. These teams are going to play in their home parks. You got to think that it's going to look similar to the Korean baseball organization. And from what I've heard and from what I've read, they've been able to contain COVID-19 out there in Korea. Here's another thing. 2020 is going to look totally different. We already talked about the 60-game schedule. Teams will play their four division opponents 10 times. And the other 20 games against interleague opponents in the same geographical area. So the Giants not only are going to play the Dodgers, Padres, Rockies, and Diamondbacks 10 times, but they're going to play the A's, the Angels, the Mariners, play teams on the West Coast. National League will use a designated hitter. There will be a universal DH for the 2020 season. In extra innings, teams will begin with a runner on second base. Extra innings teams will begin with the runner on second base. Trade deadline will be August 31st, less than a month before the regular season is scheduled to end, and the rosters will start with 30 players. Also, teams will have a taxi squad that allows them to have as many as 60 players available to play in the major leagues, and there will be a COVID-19 injury list. So, with all that said, fellas, am I a little too optimistic this morning, Steiny, Guru? I feel like I'm Guru, Steiny. I'm tingling right now. I'm excited because the thought of the Giants possibly starting 15-15 and me coming out of the airway saying, they're cooking, baby. They got a shot. They got a shot. Am I too optimistic right now, Steiny?
I'm starting
to
tingle.
Do you need to put me in my place?
I'm not going to do that, Bonte. I'm really not.
Wow.
Because I'm honestly, and we talked before the show, what do you think about baseball coming back? And I am, let me see the first pitch, period. But all that said, you know, the things you were talking about, Bonte, runner on second base to start extra innings, designated hitter in the National League. I'm open to all that. And I got to stay consistent there because this season in the NBA and baseball and hell in golf too, it's gonna be different. It has to be different. It just can't go on like normal. So I'm okay with baseball trying everything they can to make it work in the NBA. NBA too. There's just that one thing called COVID-19 that nobody can control. But okay, I'll put it aside for now. And I could get behind a 60-game season just because that's what we have. So let me see it. That's all. I want to see it.
Yeah, and I don't want to be selfish because I already talked to you about the one constant from everybody since we've been on quarantine lockdown is the fact that we have not seen a game. We've seen some golf, but we've seen things shut down. So from a selfish standpoint, fellas, I want to see how my day is enhanced like it normally would be when I'd get off work and have a baseball game to look forward to at 4 or 7 o'clock in the evening. I don't know if we know what times these games are they going to be played during the day. You know, I don't know. Are they going to just stick with the 4 o'clock games on the East Coast? I mean, you know, West Coast Standard Time and then 7. I'm eager to see that. And normally, Bonte, real quick, fellas, about this runner on second, there's nothing more precious than first base in baseball. And the reason I say that is you got to earn it, man. It's not given to you. You could be in the most horrendous slump, whatnot. Baseball doesn't care. You got to earn to get that bag. But I do understand if you tell me, you know what, Goo, they're putting a runner on second. second, so we don't get 18-inning games. We don't get 50. You know, we're trying to avoid that. Is that the reason that the runner's getting awarded second to start an extra-inning game, fellas?
Well, I think the second, so the runner at,
you know what
I think
mean?
The runner at second base is to speed up the game.
Okay.
So that it, you know, it won't go a 15-inning game.
Oh, man, that just –
what?
Normally that just bothers me, Steiny. Like, no, you got to earn second, man. You don't get anything. You got to earn second, you know?
No, but everybody gets it. It's like handing out a gift to everybody. It's not like one guy gets second and the other guy doesn't.
Right.
It's not like the Oprah Winfrey. It isn't like Oprah Winfrey said, hey, look under your seats, everybody. There's a key for half of you.
Yeah, it ain't too far off. And real quick, you guys may throw something at me now. I'm with Steiny. I'm very concerned, like a lot of people, with COVID-19 and getting this whole thing pulled off. But I know these athletes bust their ass their whole life, and they want to be a champion. On my couch, is it fair of me to say if I were a pro athlete, you know what, 2020 may be the year that I wouldn't want to get the chip? What do you think of that?
No.
Well, it depends what sport.
Like baseball. Yeah, let's say the Giants pull this thing off. How many people would throw – I wouldn't – hey, I'd be like, F you. But how many people would throw a rock at, oh, it was Bonte. It was only because they did the 60 game. No, you had to earn that, baby.
Buddy, Giants are winning the championship in 2020. I'm popping a bottle of some champagne. Hey, just like the NBA, if the Warriors are in the bubble, they win a championship, I'm popping some champagne.
Wow.
Why you wouldn't know- you? It's an even playing field right now. 888-957-9570. Are you excited that baseball has finally come to a resolution? Or do you still need to see it? Do you still need to see the first pitch in order to believe that baseball is back? 888-957-9570. We want to hear from the baseball fans out there on how excited they are. Go ahead, Steiny.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, well, first of all, if the NBA comes back, they finish the 8-game season, they go to the playoffs, they have a full-on playoffs, and there's a champion, that there is no asterisk on that. Mm. And again, in fact, because they played 80% of the regular season, I absolutely positively think we'll look back on it as a feather in a team's cap rather than giving them an asterisk. Baseball might be a little different just because it's only playing, you know, 40% of its normal games. However, they get to the playoffs – and I guess it's going to be expanded to 10 or 12 teams, and they go through a normal playoff, that winner is going to deserve to be a champion because they will have gone through the playoffs. The two things that are going to be an issue for baseball is, yes, the 60-game season. But the other thing to me that's going to be an issue for both sports is how is a championship – I should say, how are the playoffs and the championship going to look in an empty stadium and in an empty arena? That's the one thing I still think
I just
could be the optic that makes us say, huh, it's not quite right. But in terms of the number of games and the regimen they're going to go through and the system, yeah, I think basketball champion will deserve it. It's just going to look weird.
Yeah.
And we heard Steve Kerr on with Damon Wright and Okolsky, I believe it was last week, where they asked him that same question about the asterisk just in basketball, and he was like, hell no. It may mean more that you have to do it in this climate. So I thought of that like, wow, but I'm ready, Bonte. I'm fired up. I don't know if we're going to do our baseball fantasy league. I saw you sent out the group text, but it seemed like some guys weren't on board, though. Like the 60 games wasn't attractive to them.
No, yeah. That was one guy, my guy Big Dog City, Steiny. He's kind of like you in a way where he wants to go against the grain. He wants to go against the grain and say, well, screw baseball, wait for the NFL. But you know what? When draft day is here and we set that draft time, Big Dog City will be there making his pick. And he will set his lineup on day one, just like Matt Stibitz. Matt Stibitz said, I got to wait. And he's going to set that lineup July 23rd.
Here's what it is I'm excited to talk about baseball today. I don't know that we can keep it up for a month before the first pitch.
No.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
No.
I just
there you go.
I just need to see it. I got to see it. I want to see it. I want to see – you know what I want to see? I want to see Puig in a Giants uniform.
So I can
scratch my head with all my Giants fans.
Look at there. Puig. Like that? Sign him, Farhan. Let's go to D.C. and Sunnyvale. D.C., you're on BS&G here on 95.7 The Game. Good morning.
What's up, morning, guys? Big fan of the show. First off, you guys are cracking me up yesterday with the Warriors top 25, talking about Murphy and Mookie Blaylock. to get to this point, I'm with Steiny. I'm excited. Somewhat excited today, but you can't keep it up for a whole month. But two things from this. Being an A's fan, you might have a chance to...
Yeah, we lost him.
DC. Because that's the thing. You know, Kyle was sending out texts last night saying, man, the A's started 29-31. They're usually slow starters.
Yeah, they
well,
are.
Well, it is Kyle's June brilliant. And July, and they usually get hot in June and July. So I wonder if they just come out just guns blazing, boom, A's start off 7-1 or something like that. But here's the thing that intrigues me about the whole thing, and Puig intrigues me. We'll get to that, Steiny. Yasiel Puig to the Giants has been rumored for a couple years now. Giants fans have basically turned a new leaf, and they're embracing Yasiel Puig. Now, there's a segment of Giants fans who still say, no, keep that guy away from our organization. One of those guys, you know what? Throw Yasiel Puig at right field. Let's see something here. Let's get entertained. But also just how teams are going to manage. How are teams going to manage 60 games? Are we going to see five-man rotations? How many days off are guys going to get? You know, is Matt Chapman about to play the full 60? You know, how is Bob Melvin going to manage his rotation? Are starters only going to go four innings? It's just so much to unwrap, to unpack here on what is going to be a wacky 2020.
It's going to be so different. It's going to be it's something we're going to have to kind of live with it. And 60 games. Is there any doubt that in a sport like baseball that favors underdogs? I mean, it's got to favor underdogs. Mm. There's just no doubt about it. A shorter series favors underdogs because over the course of 162, like, I don't think anybody backs into winning a division in 162 games. It's just too long of a season. But the one thing about the Giants specifically, I'd give them a hell of a lot better chance if they still had Bumgarner. This is the year you could have used him, because of 60 games, he probably could have gotten – he might have been able to get 15 starts. You know, he might have been able to start a quarter of the games, depending on how the schedule shakes out and how his arm feels right now. And you got a guy like Bumgarner, it's almost like a 60-game season is a short series. So I wish they'd have Bumgarner this year. I think it'd make it a lot more interesting, especially if he were – throwing lights out, and you were like, man, this guy's going to win four out of every five starts. Then who knows?
Yeah, and just looking at it from a Giant perspective, I think of a guy like Buster Posey. We've seen his numbers decline, and we can say, I don't know if you agree or not, but you can make the argument, okay, the catching position's wearing him down. Now that you got that DH, position to play with, you could put Posey at the DH. I still know it's only 60 games, but if the goal is to keep him as fresh as possible, I mean, you get, quote-unquote, what was his bat in the lineup, and it doesn't just have to be him squatting down. You know, what do you expect from Buster Posey during his 60 games? I got to think that Kapler's going to use that to his advantage, to where we don't see a worn-down Posey. And now it's like, man, a loaf of bread. Guys are going to be fresh. So we'll see if they could take advantage of 60 games, get in the playoffs, and who knows what can happen.
Let's get back to D.C. real quick, Steiny, then we'll get to Jose. I want you to finish your thoughts, Steiny. Let's get back to D.C. Let him finish up here from Sunnyvale. D.C., you're back on the airwaves.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry, I sprint with the reception. But, yeah, my take was on the A's. Well, any team could get hot and make it, but hopefully we don't have to worry about a wild card game this year. And secondly, we didn't forget about the Astros. The season don't start till someone beams them with the first pitch. We didn't forget about them in their cheating ways. So, you know, we still got to get a revenge out. The whole MLB is going to be out for them. That's my take, guys.
Thanks, DC.
That seems like it was 8 years ago, the Astro scandal.
It does feel like
honestly.
It. And the Yankees were caught doing some Stein Sealant as well. They were put out blast a couple of weeks ago.
By the way, if Buster Posey DHing, it sounds great. If Buster Posey's your DH, you have the worst DH in all of baseball, not just in one league.
Be careful, Stiney.
I hit 250 if we last get MVP, year. Power.
You better be careful.
Keep him in a squat. Keep him in a squat. He doesn't need DH. You imagine Buster Posey. Boy, the Giants got slim pickings when it comes to DHs, man. Brandon Belt DH it one day with Buster Posey at first. Good Lord.
No disrespect whatsoever.
Let's go to Jose. Jose, you're on 95.7 The Game. Good morning.
What's happening, guys? Hey, I'm a big fan of the show. I just I have a comment about Yasiel Puig maybe signing with the Giants. I think it would be a good move. Richard Sherman is a perfect example of athletes that want to prove to their old teams that they still got it, you know, want to make them pay a little bit. And what a perfect way for Yasiel to do that, to come to San Francisco, you know, and show the Dodgers that he might still have a little bit left in the tank, you know, and bring a spark to our lineup, too.
Thanks for the phone call.
I mean, he'd basically be their best power hitter right off the bat. I mean, he's hit over 20.
Be their best athlete, Stiney.
I'm all for it. I just want to know, if you're a Bay Area sports fan, am I wrong? It feels to me like Puig was a bigger villain than Richard Sherman.
He's a competitor.
The only difference is that Sherman won.
Sherman.
You know, he got over on the 49ers, and I guess Puig.
Turkey.
You know, but, man,
Puig and Bumgarner. There may be something to that, but Puig never got under my skin like Richard Sherman.
Mediocre.
Richard Sherman got under my skin. I mean, he did some things,
NFC
and he said things that
game,
just like,
man.
I mean, it just, it made your blood boil. But Puig, his actions, it was like, all right, first of all, he's having fun with the game. And two, Bumgarner at times, who the hell was Bumgarner? Or who the hell did Bumgarner think he was to show up Puig at times? I thought Bumgarner was at fault a couple times when it came to Puig and the Dodgers and Bumgarner. I thought Bumgarner was at fault a couple times with those issues. So, Puig, look, he was a clown. He had some clown activities. But he never got under my skin like Sherman. Yeah, he has
been humble, too. And I'll say this, he won't have to worry about any boos because it won't be no fans in the stands. So, if the Giants do pull this off, I mean, he'll be able to focus because it won't be one person, Giant fan, if they're in disagreement on him being in the uniform, you won't hear a damn thing from him. And real quick, hashtag random, I'm hearing stuff that the announcers may not even be at the ball yard.
Yeah, they'll be in the green room.
Wow, that is,
be in the green
room in the
studio. That'd be wild. Oh. By the way,
it's out of here.
Was texting with somebody yesterday, hashtag random, and apparently Farhan Zaidi can't stand Yasiel Puig. And I said, well, what's going on then? They said, well, we'll be surprised, but who knows if they had chances. What's different now about the situation? Who knows? But that was some intel. Somebody told me, hashtag random, that Puig and Farhan didn't really see eye to eye. But we'll see about that. More of your phone calls coming up, 888-957-9570. Also on the text line, here's something here. You think baseball will be shut down again? Whether or not it starts is one thing. But do you think we'll end up seeing a champion? Stiney asked a question yesterday about the NBA. Do you think we'll see a champion? I don't know. Guru said no. Stiney doesn't know. I have no idea when it comes to baseball either. Get your thoughts on that as well. 888-957-9570. Matt Steinman, Sterling Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill, all brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. And that is what's coming up. Bryant Young at 1 o'clock, the newest member of the 49ers Hall of Fame. We'll talk to BY, the all-time sacks leader in 49ers history at 1 o'clock right here on BSNG. Plus your phone calls. Baseball's back. We'll get into the NBA. A lot more coming up here on 95.7 The Game. And it's all sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Chilton Auto Body is open to serve the Bay Area with contact-free auto body repair options, along with free pickup and delivery. Chilton Auto Body now offers virtual estimates and curbside contact-free service from the comfort of your own vehicle. Book an appointment today at chiltonautobody.com.
Now back to Bonte, Stiney, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Download the radio.com app. It is one of the best apps out there. Search 95.7 The Game and add it to your favorites. Don't miss a second of any show, whether at home, in your car, or at work, and use the rewind feature. This is the cool feature of the radio.com app, the rewind feature, to catch any moments you missed from the last 24 hours, including Tim Hardaway, who was on with us yesterday at 11:30. Check out that interview on 95.7thegame.com or the radio.com app. And you can also tell your smart speaker, hey Alexa or hey Google, play 95.7 The Game. Look, baseball's back. Apparently, camps will open up July 1st. It's been reported yesterday. Games will start July 23rd or the 24th. And just thinking about it, you know, everybody always talks about the baseball season being too long. Oh, man, it's too long. 162. Why not cut it down to 100? Well, I asked everybody out there, 888-957-9570, is 60 games a sham or is it something to get excited about? Is it too short, or is this something to get excited about? Stidey, I'll kick it to you first, and then Guru. Is this a sham that we're only getting 60 games, or does this – can you get excited about a 60-game season?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a sham. Definitely wouldn't call it a sham. I think it's – they're doing the labor issues aside, they're doing the best they can to navigate what's going on with COVID. Wouldn't call it a sham, but I don't – expect, like, if you're not excited about it, I get that too. My question would be, what are you less excited about, that they're going to try to push through a season with the COVID, or that the season's going to be 60 games? I think you got to live. If 60 games gives you the best chance to succeed, so give it a shot, and I'll be waiting on the other side in about a month. And you know what? I'll be watching.
Right.
Go ahead and let Guru answer this. I also want to throw something out about our two baseball teams. Go ahead, Guru.
No, I was just going to say, you know, the fact that we've been 3 months without sports, 60 games is suffice. I understand why. But if you're a baseball connoisseur and you love the game, you may look at like, hey, I love 162. I love the long trek. But I'll say this, and we talked about it, Steiny, you had brought it up in the NBA playoffs. I just believe in what I like, and why I'm excited is the margin of error is not there. You're going to, you know, I know producer Kyle, you guys talked about the A's and other teams getting off to slow starts. Well, guess what? You can ill afford to do that now. So, you know, will there be rust? I don't know. But I know that I'll be sitting on my couch knowing I'm getting the best possible performance from these guys. Some may press, but we do know it's go time. So there is none of that, oh, we can wait 80 games in to change our season around. It's go time. So I still believe in the sport of baseball. We won't see any flukes like other sports if this were to happen. So I expect the Astros and the top-tier teams to do their thing, the Dodgers, right off the bat, knowing that they don't got that margin of error like they normally would.
Chilton Autobody text line real quick from the 209. He or she doesn't watch baseball, but they're more interested in it at 60 games, more urgency in the season, more sense of urgency when it comes to Major League Baseball.
I'm into that. I think that's a fact. 60-game season is going to make the sense of urgency feel greater. Absolutely. I'm also of the belief that, you know, we talk about the shorter the season, crazier things could happen, this, that, and the other thing. I mean, but if you think about it, they're going to play 60 games and they're going to expand the playoffs. So I still think the team that wins it all is going to be a deserving champion. They're going to be the team that did the best with a 60-game schedule and playoffs that maybe were more expanded than ever before. I'm out on the asterisks, and I'm out on the, well, doesn't mean as much, because I am a firm believer, and I can't speak to baseball as much, but I think we will look back if there is an NBA champion, and it's almost going to be like it's worth two titles. I really believe that. It is not going to be
– right.
Toronto. Yeah, they repeated, but that second one – No, it's going to be – they beat the Warriors, and then they came back that next year, went through all that crap, and won it again. Like, I don't think basketball's – The reputation of the basketball champion is going to suffer. I really don't. And I'm not going to rip whoever wins baseball if they can pull off their season. Everybody's at the same spot. The cream's got to rise. It's got to rise faster. And if it doesn't, well, then they weren't the cream to begin with.
I totally agree with that, Steiny. Totally agree with that. No asterisk this year. 2020's already been a wacky year for just not only sports, just for society purposes.
Vontae?
You win a championship. You win a championship this year. We're going to always remember the year somebody won a championship during the COVID-19 era. I think this is big. The more and more I think about it, I think it's bigger, fellas. The team that wins a championship, you know what? And you said this last week, Steiny, and I really didn't put much thought to it. About 10 years from now, we're going to look back at the champion from the COVID-19 year, really give them their credit, their praise. And I thought at first, I was just like, are we really? But the more and more you think about it, under the circumstances, no fans in the game, you don't have your family at the game, you know, it's just so many variables here that the COVID-19 champion is going to hold a special place in a lot of people's hearts.
Hopefully, if we get one, but also, too, imagine the Giants, Steiny, imagine the Giants getting this done. Would there be a parade? We don't know. That's how crazy this thing is,
I mean, there'd be some obvious. Let's not get crazy.
Oh, the Dodgers. I mean, wherever you're at. It may not be a parade. You know where I'm going.
Put down Market Street Guru.
Right. Just something on Zoom maybe. I don't know.
All right. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland real quick. Antonio in Oakland wants to talk about baseball. Good morning, Antonio.
Hey, y'all, man, whatever it takes for my team to, the A's to win a World Series or take 60 games, I'm down for that, man. Now, we haven't won since 89. We struck the Giants. I'm been hungry for a World Series title. Man, like, I don't even care. There's no asterisk by any champion, But, I actually disagree with you, Steiny, as far as, you compared, So you compared, like, who you hate more, Sherman or Yasiel Puig. I mean, that's like saying, like, oh, we hate Russell Westbrook more than LeBron. But no, we hate LeBron more, you know what I'm saying? Like, Sherman was damn near LeBron as far as, like, hatred goes out here, I like him now, but...
Same principles, what I'm saying.
Antonio's gone. But I get what he was saying. It's the same.
I said Sherman's bigger, obviously, because they won it, clearly.
They won.
You know what though, Bonte?
The Spurs, when they beat the Knicks in the NBA Finals. Nobody says nothing about that.
They should have gotten an asterisk for beating the Knicks. The Knicks were such a joke that year.
They're an 8 seed.
You brought up a really good point, Bonte, about COVID and, looking back. And I think you're right. And here's why there's not going to be any need for an asterisk in any sport. Because when you say 2020 champion, you'll just remember that it was the COVID year. Mm-hmm. You're not going to need an asterisk. This year is going to be something. We're going to remember this year probably for the rest of our lives. And we're going to remember, like, I don't think this is going to be like, oh, who won it that 50-game year? The Spurs. Oh, this one's going to be, this is nationwide and worldwide. And I think the asterisk is going to be all the discussions we have over the years about how important the title was in this year.
Yeah, and I kind of joked with you two in the green room before the show, just talking about 2020. It's the year of the protest, civil unrest, and it's the year of COVID-19. And if I were an athlete, I would just think that, damn, the year that we won the chip, if I were on a team that won a championship, we had to share it with those two things. I just, when it's all said and done, Steiny and Bonte, when you look back on 2020, we don't know yet if these – leagues are going to finish and get crowned a champ, but the Chiefs have it because they won in 2020. But I'm just wondering, this protest and COVID-19 will supersede anything that's done on the field and court in regard to a champ. But that champ will be in the books, is going down as being the winner, that year. But, man.
Here's a question for you guys from the 650, and this is the name, it could apply to baseball as well, but if a middle-of-the-road team wins the NBA Finals, doesn't it prove that it was a fluke? The Lakers or Bucks win, then it will still feel legit. But he's basically saying if a team like, I guess, Houston or Utah
What would be fluke
the Miami
about
Heat?
It, though?
I'm asking you guys.
You got to go play. You got to go play, Steiny. You got to go get buckets, right?
There is no such thing as a fluke NBA champion. No such thing. You have to win 4 7-game series. If the Indiana Pacers go into the bubble and they win it all as a fifth seed in the East, well, they're going to have to have beaten Milwaukee, probably the Lakers or the Clippers, and maybe Toronto or Boston. It's like, what? Like, you can't say the regular season. You cannot complain about the regular season being too long in basketball and nothing matters until after the All-Star break. But then they play 66 games, the full playoffs, but it doesn't matter. But it's like you can't have it both ways. You know what I'm saying? You're one of the playoff teams this year. You go through 4 rounds, 7-game series. You're the champ, period.
No doubt. No doubt. I agree with that. Let's go to JJ in San Jose. JJ, you're on 95.7 The Game. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. You know, it's funny. In the beginning of all these discussions about whether or not it would be an asterisk for an MLB team to win the chip, honestly, at first, I was like, yeah, you know, because they didn't have to endure a full season, and they didn't have to, obviously the things are different. But the more you guys talk about it, and the more people like Steve Kerr, you know, kind of co-sign that, no, it's actually even more valuable in a sense because of all the conditions. You know, I honestly believe that this is gonna be. Obviously, we don't want it to be this way, but it's going to be really interesting, and I honestly think it's going to be a more mental challenge than anything for MLB players and for basketball players, because with no crowd there, on the MLB side, with no crowd there, it's, you know, it's like playing a game in the sandlot. You know, you can hear your teammates chirping, you can hear so and so from the dugout. You're going to be able to hear everything except the crowd. And I think it's going to put a much-needed magnifying glass on baseball just to see how people get down on a day-to-day basis. Same thing with basketball. When they start getting down, at the end of the day, they're hooping. You know, it's not like they're going to go 3-on-3. You know what I mean? To try to minimize how many people are on the court or anything like that. They're going to hoop. It's still going to be intense. And I said, it's probably going to put a bigger spotlight on athletes because it'll bring them in a little closer to their mindset and how they got to go about their day with no fans being there.
Good call, JJ.
Yeah, and I'm okay with, let's say the Lakers open up with Memphis, all right, best of 7. And Memphis, like, I think it's kind of interesting. So Memphis wins game 1, let's say. Let's just say they beat them in game 1. Well, why did they beat them? Well, you know, they didn't have to go into Staples Center. There was no, well, guess what? There's not, they, you know, the Lakers aren't going to have to go back to Memphis in front of a crazy Memphis crowd of an underdog and try to win in that environment. But I do think it'll be easier for Memphis to beat the Lakers in Staples. So I agree with the caller. It's still basketball. The better team has to win the game. And the only thing, well, not the only thing, but one of the things that's just going to be hard to get used to is watching a game in an empty gym and yet knowing it's got huge magnitude. Wow. That's going to take getting your head around.
Yeah. And it's just crazy because excited as I am, and I am, I'm just, you know, I'm trying to just keep it in check, Bonte, but at the end of the day, this will be the first ever time that we watch a sporting event that there's not one ass in the seats, and it's not a car wreck to where you know, you got people rubbernecking and looking to see what's going on, but it's going to be so uncanny to see how it affects, you know, these players, and if it does, and our viewer experience. So I'm all for it, and the closer it gets, the more excited I'll be. We'll get the sport. But from a viewer standpoint, will it affect how we process it and digest it, knowing that the crowd's not there?
You know what? I've been watching the Premier League, right? And today Manchester United's playing, and they have 40,000, like, cutouts of all the fans that would sit in those seats, and they placed them on those seats. Now, It kind of, when you look at it on the television screen, it's tarped off of edge, right? It looks interesting, but once you get about 20 minutes into the game, you forget about the fans and you just start watching the game. And I think that's going to happen with this, with the NBA and Major League Baseball. Yeah, the first scene when they come in with the opening shot, you're going to be like, boy, that's weird. Man, there's no fans in the game. You see all these just, you see a random usher in one aisle just kind of by himself. But 20 minutes into it, you're going to forget about it. I mean, at least I am. I forgot, like, the tarp's there, but I'm just watching soccer. You know, and I think that's what we're going to get to when it comes to Major League Baseball and the NBA, where it's like, all right, yeah, there's going to be no fans, but 20, 30 minutes in, you're going to be criticizing the play. You're going to be talking about pick and rolls. You're going to be talking about a dunk LeBron James made. You're going to be talking about a home run Aaron Judge hit. So I think the fans aspect, yeah, it'll be weird at first, but we're going to get over that very quickly.
Steiny, a Buster Posey walk-off homer and there's no noise? Is their home game, quote-unquote, walk-off homer? And it's just like, all right, yeah, let's go. You know, it won't be that, you know, cathedral of fans going crazy.
Well, I guess, but they'll still be the mob at home
yeah,
play.
No doubt.
And all that kind of stuff. But again,
we don't know. You don't want to touch
Buster
each other.
Buster Posey walk-off.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see how Puig did, Steiny.
Okay. Like
you got a better chance to win the lottery, huh? Than a Buster Posey home walk off.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, Brandon Bell, he's got more of a shot of looking at a call strike three and slumping his shoulders. That's what I'm
real quick
for.
Will we get an MVP? Are we gonna get an MVP in 60 games? Everything's
why not?
Everything's
absolutely
the same, right?
Why? Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? Give me the golden glove. Give me gold gloves.
Hey.
Give
Bonte,
me a home run, King. Give me all that, Steiny.
Bonte, so the English Premier League's got cutouts, and they pump in noise, right?
Yep. They've been pumping in. Well, I can't really – I'm not 100% sure on the pumped in noise because it's on NBC right now. And, you know, obviously during the show,
right,
I have my TV on mute so we can focus in.
Right.
But I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure if they have pumped in crowd noise or not. Dan Dibley would know right away. Maybe we send him a text. But they have cutouts here. They have the first section tarped off, like in the lower bowl, the million-dollar seats. It's all tarped off, and it's got Man U. And then right behind the goalies here, you see cutouts of the fans. They have it tarped over the seats, and there's a picture of a fan on each of the seats.
Wow.
They do pump in crowd noise, by the way, guys. You can hear the home team's chants that they pump in, and also, you know, those vuvuzelas. Sometimes you hear those in the background. So they do.
Does it sound real, Spadoni, or does it sound?
It does sound real.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, a laugh. You know, they've been doing laugh tracks in Hollywood for 30 years, and we've gotten used to that. We've gotten used to that Ratto laugh, unfortunately, too. So you're used to anything.
You're listening to 957 The Game.
No, I like it. I think we'll get over it pretty quickly here. Let's go back out to the phone lines, fellas. 888-957-9570. What's your thought about not having fans in NBA or Major League Baseball games? Are you all in on baseball? Is 60 games a sham, or are you excited about a 60-game season? Let's go to Patrick in San Ramon. Patrick, good morning. You're on BS&G.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm actually, as an A's fan, I'm really, really excited for the chance for, like, actually people watching us. We have, like, a really, really athletic defensive unit in the infield, and with only 60 games, I mean, I'm sure you guys remember Marcus Semien in 2014, 15, 16, and, like, all of a sudden now, you know, one of the better defensive shortstops, and we got the bookends on first and third. A lot of people, when you're at the Coliseum there on family days, they don't really pay too much attention. Of course, you're always going to have a percentage of the diehards that pay attention. But now these people are going to be forced, you know, who go to the games to watch at home and see what an athletic team we really have. And I think also defense, you're not going to be able to get away with, you know, errors with only 60 games. So I think this is actually playing in favor of a lot of the A's kind of strengths. And to be able to see the, you know, that the actual athletic portion of baseball instead of just the long ball. You know, there's nothing better than Matt Chapman snatching it out of the air, diving to his left, you know, or running foul Laureano and catching it at the wall. I think those will be really really powerful to see, and I think we might garner a little bit of respect. It's sad that, you know, COVID had to happen to be able to see that, but I think that plays in favor of the A's a little bit.
I think there's something there. I actually, and you know what's funny is I wrote this down, but I don't know how to explain it. Well, I don't know exactly the end product, but there is something about, I think, so the Giants and the A's are going to play, but you can't go to any of the games. So there's no like Pac Bell Park in this situation is no different than the Coliseum. It doesn't matter. I think we will see. I do think the A's have a shot to gain more Bay Area fans if they can win. Because does this sound correct? Like, I think a Giants fan would be more likely to watch the A's play, and the A's would be more likely to watch a Giants play. Because you can't go to games and
get that baseball fix.
Yeah.
Television ratings go up. Television ratings might go up.
See what happens there. Yeah.
Come on, B. Speak to me now. You'd think they would have to, right?
I mean, and you know what? This is going to be fascinating. Again, the schedule's going to be released. Basically, the Giants. Let's take the Giants here. They're going to play all their divisional opponents 10 times each. They'll play the Padres 10 times, the Dodgers 10 times, the Diamondbacks 10 times, and the Rockies 10 times. The other 20 games will be interleague play, but they'll play the interleague teams within their region. So basically, on the West Coast, I should say. They'll play the Angels. They'll play the A's. They'll play the Mariners. Who else is in the A? I don't know if the Giants are going to play the Texas Rangers or the Houston Astros, but they're going to play the Angels, the A's,
Midwest,
and the Mariners. Yeah. So it's going to be fascinating, man. It's going to be fascinating to see this. And Steiny, you brought up something yesterday. Guru, I know you've been high on it. Do you actually think we're going to see a champion? We talked about this with the NBA. I don't know. Baseball. What happens in baseball if just, boom, you get five players on the Giants or the A's to test positive for COVID-19? I know they have the taxi squad with a pool of 60 players available, but are we really going to see a champion, or is this thing going to get shut down?
You know what, Bonte? That conversation's for another day. I saw on the text line, the 408 said,
negative Nancy's.
He basically just said, as you guys would say, let's put the rat on the table. You truly believe in your heart of hearts that both seasons will finish. I don't know what to believe. I don't know. But
if you had to bet,
it doesn't mean we can't talk about it today.
Yeah,
and today's a day to explore the possibilities of what it might look like.
Yeah, and
the reason I'm
kind of skeptical is I didn't even know the training facility, some were open, that they got shut down because, you know, the virus was running rampant. So, again, you get these guys together, you play the game. It's not a contact sport like football or basketball to where you're up on your dude, you know, as close as those two sports. So, I won't be mad. How about this? I'm bracing myself for the seasons not to finish, and I won't be mad because I appreciate the effort in trying to start and give our country something to look forward to. And I know these guys are athletes. They got families. They care about what's going on in the world. I'm not saying that. I don't look at them as stool pigeons per se, like go take my mind off of these things. But they are entertainers, and I think our country needs that. Collectively, we haven't had it. It's been taken away. And if these guys and COVID can somehow just, cooperate, we'll get to see something that we haven't been able to for almost 100-somewhat days. Guys go at it, and a way to get lost for a few hours. But, you know, if I had to bet right now again, your boy's saying we don't see the completion, and that's because of COVID.
All right. If you're on hold, stay on hold. Steiny, save that thought for the other side. We'll get into some over-unders, some win totals. Yasiel Puig. Giants fans, do you want Puig to be your friend? What about A's fans? Would you want Yasiel Puig on your roster? 888-957-9570. And do you think we will actually see a World Series champion? We'll get into that. Also, who has the advantage, fellas? Pitchers or hitters? Hitters or pitchers? Who had the advantage? Wow. Over-unders coming up here. Puig, your friend. All brought to you by Fremont Bank. Still open to serve the community they love with full-service banking. No compromises.